Networks and cable channels routinely accept reports from pool reporters, which results in many channels presenting the same version of the news. Furthermore, news content has increasingly been simplified down to the lowest common denominator. 60 Minutes correspondent Morley Safer argued, "I challenge any viewer to make the distinction between TV talk show host Jerry Springer and the three evening newses and CNN. Only those who consciously tune in to alternative media or surf the internet gain access to information differing from the party line." Hitler achieved this conformity of thought among his followers through the use of radio, mass rallies, and meetings. Today, it is the corporate-controlled mass media that determines the worldview of most Americans. The corporate media owners, many of them members or close associates of the fascist globalists' secret societies, have learned the lessons of Nazi media manipulation well, i.e., simplistic catchwords repeated constantly with no real opposing viewpoints allowed. For example, at the time of the Iraqi invasion, the corporate media called the enemy insurgents, defined as anyone who opposed the established authority. This, of course, meant Iraqis opposed to the U.S. occupation, but the term Iraqis did not fit well with government pronouncements about U.S. troops being well received by that nation's population. By 2007, the term insurgent was being superseded by the term Al-Qaeda in an effort to connect fighting in Iraq to the attacks of September 11, 2001. This attempt came in the wake of President Bush's admission that neither Saddam Hussein nor Iraq played any role in the attacks. Likewise, the mass media long and loudly has trumpeted the term war on terror, with its attendant warnings to be watchful for terrorists trying to slip weapons of mass destruction into the United States, yet noticeably failed to report that even 7 years after 9/11, no serious attempt has been made to secure the nation's borders. Official government pronouncements are merely broadcast uncritically, with very little effort to check their reliability. Also, like Hitler, the directors of modern American viewpoints speak of a brighter and better tomorrow, yet constantly regale the public with images and evocations of great moments in history. The attacks of 9/11 initially were compared to Pearl Harbor, and President Bush early on garnered criticism for calling his war on terror a crusade, a term with ugly historical connotations.